The Off The Ball Podcast Network.
So it's a huge weekend in Croke Park with the club finals on, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio by AIB Ambassador Pádraig Walsh. Welsh, must get this into my head. I call Tommy Walsh all the time. It's just a Mayo thing, but I'm going to give you the proper one and call you Welsh the entire way through. How are you keeping?
Good, all good now.
You're here because you are an AIB ambassador and they're proud sponsors of both club and county, and you're playing in the AIB GAA All-Ireland Intermediate Club Hurling Final for Tullerone this coming Saturday up against O'Neill's of Cork. It's a 6 o'clock throw-in at Croke Park. 3 days out from a club final compared to 3 days out from an All-Ireland county final. Is there a different build-up, different nerves?
Yeah, small but different, as in, like, if it's with Kilkenny now, it's the whole county's on a buzz. But at the moment, Tullerone is just Tullerone. But definitely there's probably more excitement in Tullerone now because we're not used to going this far, you know. It's kind of a novelty for us still hurling at this time of year, but we're really enjoying it.
Are you still living in Tullerone?
Yes, well, I'm in between Tullerone and town, in between both, so... be out in Tullerone a good bit this time of year now.
So for anyone who doesn't know where Tullerone is, then in comparison to Kilkenny City, how close is it?
It's only a 10-minute drive outside the city, but everyone thinks it's further away, but no, it's only 10 minutes up the road.
And what sort of place is Tullerone at the moment? Is it a thriving small village near a city, or is it a struggle at times to get the numbers together?
No, this time of year now, when you're in Northern Fine, you get 38 lads down to the field, no bother. But I'd say this time last year, when it was a pre-season they were doing instead, I'd say you could take the numbers off by a good bit. There's probably only 10 or 12, but this time of year, everyone's mad to get down to the field, and yeah, it's a great place to be.
Tullerone is a club with a brilliant history. I was reading about it the weekend. Like, it was the first team to win a Kilkenny County title. Some brilliant players down through the years, and not least from your own family. But this feels as though it's sort of come from nowhere, this run to an All-Ireland final. What changed?
It's 25 years, you know, since we won an adult title with Tullerone, so it's a really special occasion. And I don't know, I think this year we've a right mix with age, with between experience and youth, and we got a few new lads from minor teams last year and that kind of a thing, and I think we've just timed our run well this year. Other years we probably went well in the league and not so well when it came to the championship, whereas this year we seem to be the opposite. We kind of struggled a bit through the league, but when it came to the championship, then we probably did our best hurling, and in the county final on that day it was probably the best performance we played so far that year. So we're just delighted to get over the line. It was a long time coming, and we're just delighted to finally get there.
You've obviously, post county final, taken it incredibly seriously, and I don't know how much of a reflection your brother Tommy is on the rest of the group of players in terms of intensity and, well, maybe insanity at times as well, because straight after the county final he was talking about Leinster, and if you're talking about Leinster you're probably thinking about an All-Ireland, whereas you often hear with a lot of clubs who've had a barren spell, the county is everything. Actually, they just want to get that county title and then they just want to party. Yeah. Then they just want to enjoy it and savour it for the winter. That actually, you sort of switch off when you win the county title. Was there ever any danger of that?
No, I don't think so. Like, we did, like, obviously saw after the game how happy everyone was. But actually, when we went into the dressing room, everyone was on a buzz. And then the management team, they're absolutely brilliant. Like, they just made us aware of what we have. We had a match the following weekend. So obviously they were like, look, you can go enjoy yourselves the next few days, absolutely, you deserve it, that kind of thing. But they said there's a bigger picture here, and you know, you have to really see it. Like, for a club like Tullerone, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity where you get the chance to go play in Croke Park. So once we got past the county final, obviously we were on a high, it was a monkey off our backs that we finally got there, and we said we were just going to enjoy the rest of it and make the most of it. And the fact that we were gone outside Kilkenny now, it was our job to make sure we represented Kilkenny well, and look, we're just delighted to get this far.
You're well used to playing at Croke Park and huge occasions and winning All-Ireland titles, but you say for a lot of players in that 30-man extended squad, it'll be probably the only time they ever get to inside the dressing room at Croke Park, out on the pitch in Croke Park. Have you spoken about that? Have you spoken about the process of how a day works on All-Ireland final day at Croke Park, as the things you've learned over the years as to keep your nerves under control?
No, we probably haven't mentioned a whole bit about it. We're probably more focused on the match, which I think is the most important thing. And it can be very easy to get caught up in the whole Croke Park experience. But at the end of the day, if you lose a match in Croke Park, then it can become a very lonely place. So I think the most important thing is to focus on the match. But as you said, it's such a special occasion for everyone, and just for lads who never thought to get the chance to play in Croke Park, and even for parents to go watch their sons go and play in Croke Park, is just it's going to be a great occasion. We really can't wait for it.
Yeah, it's obviously, you say, taking over the whole village. Are there like people travelling from all over the world to get back so they can say not only they're in Croke Park but probably want to be in Tullerone for the homecoming on Saturday night as well?
Yeah, like we had lads travelling from all over for the county final, so I'd imagine it'll be the same now coming for the next day. And they've busloads going. I think we had 3 buses going up to Parnell Park. I think there could be 5 going to Croke Park on Saturday. It's brilliant for the club, you know. It's a novelty for us. We haven't ever experienced this before with the club, so it's a great occasion. It's after giving the whole place a real lift, and look, we're just going to really enjoy it, and hopefully it goes well for us on the day.
Kilkenny clubs have a great tradition of going far into the club championships, whereas an awful lot of counties, I think, struggle to combine both inter-county success and club success, probably most notably in Tipperary, where Bursalee are in the senior final, and it's been so long such a struggle for Tipperary clubs. Why do you think that is? As you've had more and more success with the county team, do you feel that you've had a connection with the club that maybe has been lost in other places?
Yeah, I'm not sure now, really. I don't know. I suppose club hurling is strong in Kilkenny, you know. There's only 12 teams in each grade, so it's obviously going to be very competitive. So when you get out of Kilkenny, you've been tested a lot, you know. I'm not really sure the way it works in other counties, but we just put a lot of emphasis on when you finish with Kilkenny, you go back and you give it all for your club. And we've just been lucky enough this year that we are after going far, but we've Fáil O'Neill's on the other side, and Cork are probably similar enough to Kilkenny in that they are always there, thereabouts, when it comes to the club scenario, especially at junior and intermediate. I'd say the last, if you look back the last 10 years, there's probably a Cork team in the majority of finals, you know. So I don't know, maybe it's just in them counties the club hurling is just strong at all grades, and we're just lucky enough that we've been part of, and we get the chance to get up to Croke Park and All-Ireland final day.
Were you dying to get back to the club after the All-Ireland final last year? Are you going back in thinking, all right, we've had a long run inter-county, let's see what happens with the club? Are you, like, again, Tommy's out of it now, is he going, you know, I want to do something with the club, and you're kind of going, just need to rest my head for a little while?
Yeah, well, no, because to be fair now to the management, they gave us, Jimmy Coogan, our manager, would have given a text after the match a few days after, said, look, take a couple of days off, come back there next weekend. And it was nice to get the few days off, but then to get back into the club, it's something new, it's fresh, and it's a distraction from losing All Ireland final. And it was great to get back in with the club, especially when you knew you had the chance of going far. And I think it's a brilliant thing to get to be able to get the chance to go back and play with the club. You probably haven't played with the boys for a couple of months, so it's something new, it's a new challenge, and it probably gives you another lift to go again.
Do you ever talk about anything but hurling in your house?
No, not a thing. But I think that's the same in every house in Tullerone, because we don't have a whole lot down there. We have the hurling pitch down there, you know, and it's nearly a social thing where lads go down there for a few pucks and things. So we don't have much else to talk about. We started up a football team there all last year as well. So I think we just love sport down there, and it's something that keeps the parish together, you know. It keeps lads in the parish. It keeps lads healthy and keeps them away from probably things that you don't want to be getting involved in. And it's brilliant. It's brilliant for the club that way, that we have such a good club and such a good spirit around there, where you can go, you could meet a lad who's 10 years older than you, and he'd be as good a friend with you as the lad who's the same age as you, you know.
And when you're in the home house, if you're having everybody around for dinner on a Sunday, is it all hurling, or do you get to a stage where actually you're all kind of well aware of when you need to talk about something else, where you need to just get the mind away from it for a little period of time?
No, we'd mix it with everything, obviously. It's everything eventually comes back to hurling, and at the moment it's probably hurling talk the whole time. We talk a bit about other stuff, but I think coming up to matches now, we're talking about hurling. Daddy's not able for it, he gets a bit too nervous, and he walks out of the house, he's not able for it, and we're talking about coming up to a match, he's just too nervous.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, look, it's not often you'll get 4 of us playing well on the one day, you know, so it's a hard thing for a parent when you have so many on the team, and you'd be just hoping that they all go well, but it's not often that happens.
Does he have a favourite?
Well, you saw after the county final.
I didn't want to say I was leading there.
Oh yeah, we always say to him, his excuse is that he was a close one to him on the pitch, but it took him a while to get down to the rest of us now.
You're all just down the other end of the pitch, pitching away, you got typical. Tommy again taking all the attention. Yeah. Because I do remember talking to Tommy, I think, just in the build-up to last year's All-Ireland final, and we're obviously trying to get some insight into what's going on in Kilkenny and what he's heard and what he's been hearing from you, and typical Tommy's like, I haven't been talking to him. And I'm never sure whether to believe him. Like, a week like that, would he leave you alone?
Yeah, no, he would, yeah. He talks about anything but the hurling, you know. He tries to stay away from now, to be fair. And he probably just feels like, because he's involved with the media now at the moment, he probably feels like that he's putting me in a tough position if he's trying to talk to me about it. So to be fair to him now, he does stay away from me. He wouldn't talk to you about it a whole lot.
Would you have been close growing up? Because obviously a big age gap between the two of you.
Yeah, but I know we would have been. The whole office would be close now, to be fair. We probably would have got a bit closer there when the time we were in with Kilkenny together, because we were travelling in and out to train together and all. But no, I think we're all fairly close together. I don't think there's any favourites there.
Yeah, like, there's obviously a brilliant hurling heritage in your family. Your grandfather, Paddy Grace, who they've named the stand after down in Nolan Park. Legendary hurler, two-time All-Ireland winner. So it goes down through. When you look back and wonder how, like, one family has produced hurlers of such quality, was it just that when you're 3, 4, 5, you knew nothing else?
Yeah, but I think it's the same as every other family in Tullerone. Like, we grew up going down watching Daddy train and watching him go or play matches and stuff, and we were brought along to all of them. We were down in the field hurling the whole time, you know. Then obviously there was so many of us, we were playing against each other in the garden. We live so close to cousins and neighbours, and we'd be always in each other's houses playing hurling. It's all we really did when we were younger, you know. And so I think that's just it, really. You know, there's in Tullerone, just hurling means so much to everyone. Like, people think it's just hurling, you know, but if you saw Tullerone now after the county final, the lift that it gave everyone in the whole parish, you know, it's been amazing.
Yeah. That must be an incredible feeling, and probably get to a stage of life where you can recognise that. And like, Jack McCaffrey gave a great interview, you might remember, when they went to Temple Street after Dublin, that actually, you know, people say, oh, it must give you perspective. He's like, well, actually, it gives you a perspective that what it means to people. That, okay, you can say hurling, football, whatever, it's not a matter of life or death, but actually it means a hell of a lot to an awful lot of people.
It does, yeah. And it can give, you know, when people are not feeling too well or people are down, we see that in our own parish, that the lift it's after giving them, just the fact we won a county final and now we're on a bit of a run, and you'd have people there who, it's the fact that they get to go and support Tullerone in Croke Park is absolutely unbelievable, and they can't wait for it. Like, you wouldn't realise it until you're there. Like, we just saw it straight after the game, the outpour of emotion and everyone just pouring onto the pitch. And then the crowds that were there for us when we arrived down to Tullerone that night then was unbelievable. And I don't think you realise till you see it how much of a lift it gives to people and how much it means to them. And it's like, Tullerone is just, it's so happy there at the moment. Everyone's walking around with a smile on their face, and all they're talking about is the hurling that's to come and the hurling that's gone by. And it's a great time to be in Tullerone.
You mentioned your dad there, Michael, is it, or Michael?
Yeah, Michael, yeah.
Has he a routine for these sort of match days where the nerves kick in, whether it was All-Ireland finals when Tommy was first starting off right up to now, as to how he handles them when the match is actually on?
He just...
Take it out on the referee.
In the mornings now, he goes off for a walk. He's not able for us the morning match. He just walks off. When we're about to go, then he'll shake hands. He goes off with John Connolly, the club treasurer there, and they go in a bit earlier. He does the hurl, so he's on the sideline. So he loves being involved that way and just being on the line and being close to the action. But he gets very nervous and he finds it hard to enjoy the games. I think it's not till near the end of the match, if you think it's just over and you have it won, that he finally starts to enjoy the game, you know.
And what's your pre-match routine like? Because again, I go back to last September's All-Ireland final and chatting to Tommy pre-match in Croke Park as to what his... sort of 24 hours before, and you're trying to keep things as normal as possible. He said, you know, 7 power could be back in the house, we should have gone a few slices of toast and maybe a few more slices of toast. And you're thinking, for prime athletes, I would never have thought, you know, having half a loaf of toast and a load of butter is perfect the night before a match. But he's like, well, if that's what you're used to, stick
exactly,
with it.
Yeah, you stick to what you're used to, and you're supposed to carb up before a match.
Yeah, so that was
we
your
all
excuse.
Love toast, so that's what we go for, yeah. But yeah, you just try to keep busy. Usually with county matches, there's always a club game on that weekend, and I try to go to a Tullerone match or a Tullerone train. Then the morning of it, a few of us might go for a walk, just a few of it. Myself, Martin and Shane usually might tip off for a walk. Tommy, I think, does a few jobs around the house or whatever he does, but he'll just try to go for a walk and keep busy. We've been lucky enough the last few days now, the matches have been they've been on fairly early, so we just go up out of bed and go.
This will be a long day. It's 6 o'clock throw-in now on Saturday.
Yeah, but the only thing is, it's in Dublin, so we'll be leaving probably, I'd imagine we'll be leaving around 1 or 2 o'clock, so at least we won't be hanging around too much, but it'll be something different. We're used to half one games for the last couple of weeks, so 6 o'clock now is a bit different, but look, it's you wouldn't swap it for anything in the world.
is playing hurling under lights, is it much different?
Yeah, it is different, yeah. Now, I'm not sure. I played hurling under lights in Croke Park once, and look, the lights there are fairly good. But in other pitches around the country, you would see like there is a difference. It's harder to judge the ball, I think. But look, it's the same for both teams. Most teams are training under lights this time of year anyway. You know, you're training at 7 or 8 o'clock and it's well dark at that stage. So I think at this stage you're more used to hurling under lights than you are in the daytime.
We did ask Tommy for some dirt on you before you were coming in. All he could come up with was that you liked Harry Potter. Which I'm not sure if that's meant to be some sort of an insult.
I don't think that's embarrassing. Like, there's a lot of people like...
How much do you love Harry Potter?
Well, I've read every book about 100 times, I'd say. I do. Okay. I love it.
All right, so you're probably...
And I'm actually re-watching the films there tomorrow as well. So. But I don't think that's something to be ashamed of. No, I love it.
That's great.
Yeah, it is.
My son, my 8-year-old, now starting to read all the books, and we watched the first movie over Christmas again. I tell you... Stands, I know it's not that old, but it still stands the test of time.
It is, yeah, and the graphics in the films are unbelievable now compared to what they should have been at the time. You know, mm-hmm. I think they're ahead of their time.
So, like, let's talk. Is this a proper obsession? Have you been to Harry Potter World?
I've been in the one in Orlando. I was over there. I'd love to go to the one now. There's one in London, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to go. I'd love to go to now. I'm fairly obsessed with it now. Tommy's only after getting the books himself. He started reading them there for Christmas, yeah. So he said he'll pass them on to me now when it's finished.
Someone just pointing out maybe Quidditch was based on hurling. Are there similarities?
Yeah, I'd love to play a game of Quidditch. It looks fun anyway.
Like, have you got Harry Potter toys?
No, I was too old for that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Won't admit to it.
Yeah, no, I don't. I probably wanted the ties, but I never got them. I just got the books instead.
I can't believe that's the only dirt he could come up with, that you read Harry Potter.
Yeah, sure, that's all you could have on me.
Andy said, ask him about his love of Brian Lohan.
What, Brian? Yeah, your Brian Lohan managed me in UL, and I used to love being Brian Lohan out in the garden there, throwing the red helmet.
Oh, yeah?
No guard, yeah, but... Yeah, he's a manager of mine, UL, and he was great. He was great over. It was a great time for him, yeah.
I feel bad bringing Tommy up all the time, but obviously he does work with us here and he's been this absolute revelation. And also, I think often you're much happier talking about someone else than talking about your current hurling. Like, when he first started with us, everybody here was questioning how we'd missed out on this personality when he was a player. But actually, I think everyone now recognised, like, Tommy, when he was a player, never said anything. Whereas now, like, what a personality is winning. You won this radio award, did he, right here, for Newcomer of the Year last year. Like, were you surprised by, firstly, him going down that route as a reporter and just how good he's been?
Yeah, I was definitely surprised he went down that route because, you know yourselves, like, his interviews were so boring, like, at times, you know, he gave nothing away. But, yeah, he's just really grown into the role. He absolutely loves it. Now, we knew how passionate he was about hurling at home, you know, but I never thought...
Would that be him around the... I would, yeah. That he'd be the one.
Yeah, he's so packed. You'd see it with the young lads in Tullerone. He's down. He trains. They started back training there last night, the under sevens there, and he runs competitions for them, all Ireland championships during the summer as well. And so we'd all see how passionate he is. But I never thought he'd bring it on to the media stage. But he seems to like it anyway.
And is this something you've looked at now and thought, you know what? I can match him on the dinner table. I can match him on the radio years to come.
No, never. I'd never be able from that side of stuff now. No, he's that's one thing. Well, actually, no, he's a couple of things over me, but yeah, that's something I'd never be able to match. And yeah,
his role in this team, then, he's playing full forward most of the time and delivering the goods.
Yeah,
but he scored two goals in the semi-final.
Yeah.
As that personality, like 9 All Ireland titles, one of the greatest players to ever play the game. You grew up with him, but for those younger players, not the 7-year-olds, but the teenagers who are coming through, like, some of them are probably at that stage where they're almost starting to forget things and don't even remember them at this stage. Like, to have that passion there must be an incredible thing for those players.
Yeah, sure, it's great to have a lad like that around, like, you know, and we've so many lads there. Like, we even have a lad on our panel who was on the intermediate panel when they won back in 1988.
Wow.
You know, and he's still training with us. So to have lads like that still...
Trying to work out the age here.
I'm not sure. I won't give away his age.
By the panel, you mean he turns up for training?
Oh,
or has he made the 26?
Well, sure, we'd have 38 talking out.
38
talking out. Yeah, we would. And so he's still training with Joe Norton there. And, you know, to still have lads like that around, it's great for the younger lads, great for us to be going around seeing lads like that still hurling away, still training, still having that desire to be training and to win stuff with Tullerone is brilliant. And it really rubs off on everyone else.
The inter-county setup then, which... presumably it'll go back to over the next few weeks. Do you know yet as to...
No, to be fair now, Kilkenny, they're very good that way. Brian Cody is that they just said they'd leave us off to the clubs and they won't talk to us or anything they want us to fully concentrate in the club, and we'll talk to them whenever we finish, you know.
Yeah, I think it's well known that like Cody doesn't overly indulge in small talk in the off season, but do you get a call from him over the winter as to
No, you wouldn't know. He lets you off to yourself, and
so you don't even know if you're back in.
No, you don't. Find out after a match. Fingers crossed now.
The call just never comes.
I'm under pressure Sunday now or Saturday. Yeah. I might have to go well to get back in.
I'd say the call would come somehow. Obviously an All-Star last year. That disappointment though of the All-Ireland final and not getting the victory, like you said there, you know, get a week off club training or ever. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with not getting over the line when it comes to it?
Yeah, look, it was very disappointing. You know, it was great at first to get to an All-Ireland final. That's where you want to be at the start of the year. But to lose it, look, it's a tough place to be. And I think for me anyway, what I need to do is to get back hurling. To get over something like that. So I was happy enough to go back to the club. Obviously, you need a few days off, you know, just for your body to recharge and just to let go of it. But to get back to the club at the weekend is a great distraction, you know. You're around lads who are completely focused about the club. They're not even thinking about the county, you know. Their minds
are just itching for you to come back.
Exactly. They're itching for us to come back and just to start back into it again because when we come back, they know it's getting close to championship time. So it's definitely a great distraction, and it's great to be around all the boys as well. And that's something I think I need, and personally, other lads might need a bit more time off. Yeah. But for me, I just need to get back on the field.
Are you more relaxed then with the club? Much more than you are with the county. People around you, would they say this time of the year you're a bit more chilled out about things than you would be in the height of summer?
No, I think I'd be fairly chilled out both ways. I don't like getting too tense up about it. I try to relax as much as I can. But prep-wise, I'd still try to... I prepare as much as I would for Tullerone as I would for Kilkenny, because a man said that to me before, if you didn't do that, then it's like you're treating Tullerone as second best. So I'd still try prep as well as I can for Tullerone.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would ever happen. Is it, what, six seasons now without missing it? Championship game, which is
I actually didn't know that now, only I got
pretty
to
good record. You've obviously, when you were 14, 15, and like Tommy is with the Kilkenny squad at that stage, and that's arguably the greatest hurling team we've ever seen around 07, 08. Would you have been in around the squad at that time as a 14, 15 year old, hanging around with Tommy and just seeing what's going on? Or
no, not at all, not at all. You would have went in and watched a few trainings, all right, but no, you wouldn't have seen what was going on really. No, not really. You would have, if you would have got to know a few of the guys through Tommy, all right, that you would have been friendly with. But no, I wouldn't have really seen what the whole scene was like until I went in training myself. Because you know Tommy, he tells you nothing. So
even then,
no, tell you absolutely nothing. So I didn't have a clue until I went in myself. What it was like,
yeah, like it's funny. You're probably going back in because of this club success with a different mindset, I presume, to Kilkenny. Whereas maybe if this hadn't happened, that memory of the All-Ireland final defeat is probably a bit fresher in your mind still, in terms of you're going out, we want to avenge that.
Yeah.
Whereas all going well on Saturday, you're going to be going into Kilkenny flying.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll be going back in on a high. Sure, depends obviously on the match Saturday, but we're after getting a great run. It was great after finishing with such a disappointment with Kilkenny to actually finish the year on a high. Like, we won Leinster final there just at the end of the end of 2019. So to finish the year on a high after starting off on not so much of a high was definitely a big lift, and you'd definitely be going back to Kilkenny with a bigger pep in your step anyway.
Yeah. Well, you just make sure you position yourself close to your father if you're winning and the full-time whistle's about to go.
I don't think it'll matter. He'll probably still go.
Push out of the way.
Although we've slagged him enough, hopefully we win the match, first of all. Anyway, and we'll worry about what happens after that.
Yeah, it'd be pretty special, all right? Three of your brothers on the team.
Yeah.
Your dad on the sideline.
Yeah, it'd be great. But look, the most important thing for us now is to concentrate on the match. And look, it'd be a dream come true to win in All-Ireland on Saturday, but look, we'd have to be our very best because we know Father O'Neill's are a strong team.
And Pádraig, best of luck with it.
Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot for coming in studio. Yeah. Pádraig here with thanks to AIB, who are proud sponsors of both club and county, and of course the AIB GAA All-Ireland Intermediate Club Hurling Final between Tullerone and Father O'Neill's takes place this Saturday at 6 o'clock in Croke Park.
That was an Off the Ball Podcast Network presentation.